This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and it's one of my favorite times of the year. The weather's cooling down. It's fair season. There's nothing better than grabbing more food than you can possibly eat, going on a ride, and just enjoying some great agriculture across our state. And joining me this morning is Bob Charbonneau. He's with the marketing for Connecticut Fairs. He's with the Cheshire Grange. He does the certification for the fairs. He does it all. Bob, thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
So, you know, Connecticut fair season, we're kind of, a lot of people, you know, fair season's done. To me, fair season starts when it really gets cool. Like, this is the time. We still have some of the majors going on. There are fairs going on this Sunday. You know, let's just take us a little step back from 2022. Let's look at 2020, 2021, and COVID during the pandemic. Fairs took a big hit. How are things progressing this season so far?
Let's go back to 2020. 2020, we had no fairs. We were allowed by the Department of Agriculture to keep everything shut down, and we would not get gigged for not putting out premiums for that year. 2021, we were a little bit hesitant in having our fairs, but as an experiment to see how many people would actually show. So as a great example for the Cheshire Community Grange Fair, we did a one-day fair, and we cut way back, but we still had our premium contest where, you know, people could bring in their fruits, vegetables, and eggs, the photography, the bakery, and we also allowed them to try out the adult baking contest, the junior baking contest, apple pie and cook contest that would go to the state level. Now, last year they didn't really do that per se, but this year we went full bore with a 2-day fair. We really advertised the heck out of it, and we had good crowds and good, very good participation for the contest.
That's, I mean, because people miss fairs. Like, it's a tradition amongst families, you know, getting out to the fair and, you know, just absorbing it all. And you'd mentioned the Grange fairs. You know, all the fairs in Connecticut are agriculture. We're an agriculture state deep down to our roots, no pun intended. But what's the difference between, like, a 4-H fair, the Grange fairs? Like, there's a lot of categories that kind of fall under that umbrella.
Yeah. Basically, the major fairs and the district fairs have livestock. Of course, the major fairs, go full bore with livestock. Poultry, small animals. Then you have the milk cows and goats and horses and then you have truck pulls, horse pulls, oxen pulls, they go to town with a whole variety of entertainment along with stage shows and whatever they can come up with now. North Haven Fair is even going to have wrestlers.
Really? That's awesome. I mean, a fair is a thing. Like, it's one of those events you go to, and in a good way, you kind of don't know what to expect. Just go and enjoy everything that there is to offer at these places.
Exactly. It's good. It's good, clean fun. Each fair, the folks that are behind the scenes, start planning, even the year before, what are we going to do for this coming year? And we base it on our past experience with previous fairs, and then we just, you know, see what we can do for next year.
And I mean, in a weird way, like, you know, the whole food truck movement has kind of, I don't want to say it started, but it started with fairs, you know, those foods that people were making, the home chefs, the, you know, the cabin cottage cooks making these things. Like, there's many things that have kind of grown off from fairs. And I think more people, and it's interesting you brought up the whole livestock. You know, people need to realize that this is where your food is coming from. It's the farmer down the road that's growing the livestock, or the farmer that's growing the sweet corn that you're getting at a farm stand or a local grocery store. These things are happening right here in our own backyard. And for people to be able to, oh yeah, experience those things again, it's kind of got to be nice in your eyes to, like, see people coming back out, enjoying these events again.
Yeah, and we hope that, you know, they take this kernel of an idea and say, well, maybe I could try something for next year. You know, grow my own little garden. Doesn't have to be much.
Mm-hmm.
Get some 5 gallon drums and plants. Put some soil in it and plant seed.
That's it. You know, that's how we do where we go camping. The backside of my camper faces the south. So it's a beautiful spot. And that's it. I have some planters. Do we grow 3 different types of tomatoes? I never get any because the kids just usually go over and grab a tomato off the vine, which is what they're there for. I'm like, if you want a tomato, go grab the tomato. That's why we're growing these things, so you can have that fresh produce. And it's nice. People are kind of starting to come back to that. You know, COVID wasn't the greatest thing of all, but there's certain things, and to me that's been one of them as a silver lining. People are kind of getting back to farming, outdoor type things, enjoying what nature has to provide, and fairs are just one of those places you can go to get all that and more.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have some fairs this weekend. It is Sunday. Fair season is wrapping. When does fair season end for most part?
Well, actually, if you find the dates for the Riverton Grange Fair, that's the last one.
Okay. So then this week, you know, it's the September 11th. It's the whole meaning, you know, other things behind fairs. But if you want to get out, there's the North Haven Fair, which is amazing. The Wapping yep. Fair, the Bethlehem Fair. There's just, and people can get all these information. It's ctagfairs.org, ctagfairs.com. My wife grew up in Durham, so the Durham Fair is kind of like a big thing in our family. And it's interesting to see these, what were once a small town fair, where people just brought their livestock or their produce or their baking skills, grow into what they are nowadays. I just find that very fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, and so the baking, everyone's always wondered this. I've always wondered this. You go to a fair, you see these beautiful pies and pastries and desserts. How does one get involved in judging? Because I can eat some food.
Well, I'll tell you, you just have to go and ask. Some of these people that for some of these fair directors, if they're involved with let's say the adult baking contest or apple pie contest, you know, they try to get local chefs. They try to get local experts on these recipes. Now for the adult baking, you know, we have a Lincoln cake that is being sponsored by the Association of Connecticut Fairs, and anybody who wins at the fair level is then given a chance to rebake that recipe for the state final.
That's awesome. You know, and that's the thing. People, you never know who's talented. It could be your neighbor that bakes that award-winning cake. And the only way you're going to find out is if they enter it at a fair.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason why people couldn't do this. It's ctagfairs.org. Check out the website. There's a whole list of events coming up. There's fairs going on, you know, through October. There's major fairs, there's ag fairs, there's the Grange fairs. People need to get out and experience these things. It's part of living in Connecticut. It's you know, it's what we do. It's to get outside, enjoy nature. And again, joining me this morning, Bob Charbonneau. He's with the marketing for Connecticut Fairs. The other hats he wears, he interchanges them throughout the day. The Cheshire Grange, he's on the certification committee for these fairs. Bob, you know, you've been doing this a while. Now, this is going to be a curveball. This might be an oddball one. If there's one thing that you really want people to, that kind of goes under the radar about state ag fairs or Grange fairs, you know, if you want someone to understand a little bit more that goes on, what would that one thing be?
Well, that the Association of Connecticut Fairs promotes scholarships for college students that are the fairs are allowed to if they know of a boy or girl that are going to college and maybe they would be eligible to receive a scholarship that they sponsor that kid to the association, and then we have these teacup auctions at the spring and fall meetings for the delegates, and raise the money and we put that into the scholarship fund, and at our fall meeting we'll announce the scholarship winners.
I did not know that. That's why we do these interviews. That's why I ask those questions. I mean, because realistically, you know, a farmer, they're kind of getting a little up in age. It's, you know, to bring in that next generation. Are you seeing that with the younger generation, them getting interested in farming and agriculture in this area?
Not from where I am, but I would believe it. I would believe it very much.
And that's one thing I hope, because people need to understand where their food's coming from, you know, how these things get done. There's so many things that you can learn at a fair in Connecticut. Check it out. It's CTAGfairs.org. CTAGfairs.org. The list of all the events is there. There's so much information. And like Bob said, there's a scholarship. You know, if you have that kid who really likes growing some tomatoes in the backyard, well, maybe you should look into that, because we always need farmers. We're always going to need food, local produce, local livestock. It's where it's at. So, Bob, I appreciate you joining me this morning. And things like this happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.